What's up? This is Joe from the Buckeye Cast, bringing you Ryan Day's post-game press conference. Who else's press conference would it be? I don't know. Anyway, Ryan Day, CJ Stroud, Donovan Jackson, Mayan Williams, and Tanner McAllister all talk about the big victory over Wisconsin from Saturday night. Here is Coach Day.
And by thanking unbelievable crowd from the jump. The skull session, the walk, the beginning of the game, all the way to the end. You know, there was a lot of people hung around at the end of that game, and we don't take that for granted. So really appreciate Buckeye Nation and all the people who were here today.
Okay, we'll open up over here on the left. Over on the right, Cam Teague Robinson from The Athletic.
Ryan, just on the corners, I know you're really depleted there.
Yeah.
Just your thoughts on the young guys who played, and then also kind of touch on the injuries at Denzel and Cam.
Yeah, again, you know, we're not expecting those to be long-term things, but not having those guys in there and their experience, you know, was a concern going into the game. But Jair and JK have been practicing. They practiced really hard all spring. They practiced all preseason. They've been out there. And, you know, we told them right before the game that everybody in the team believes in them, and we do. And they have no fear, and they went out there and played, and they did a really good job. I mean, I don't know what the film's going to show, but I know they competed, and I thought Tim Walton did a really good job getting them ready. And I'm proud of those guys to be able to win a conference game with them in there. Both really, I guess that's their first start each.
Over to the left, Lori Schmidt, Columbus Dispatch.
Coach, what's the key to getting two running backs going the way you had them going tonight?
Well, I think it's just the mentality of we know how long of a season this is going to be. And when you have two guys that you can go back and forth, who are unselfish, who understand what it means to be a team, that's the key. You know, if it starts to become like, what are my carries, what are my touchdowns, what are my runs, then it doesn't work. But Travion and Mayan both have been excellent. Travion's energy before the game was off the chart. You could just feel it. I mean, I felt it in warm-ups. I felt it in the locker room. I felt it coming out of the locker room. And then he ran that way. He just ran hard. He ran physical. He ran with energy. And so did Mayan. Mayan ran hard. So I think we got something good going in that room. You know, and you saw Dallin even run at the end. I thought he was running well. But hats off to the offensive line and the tight ends. I thought they really moved the line of scrimmage today against a good defense.
Over to the right, Dylan Davis, Delaware Gazette.
When you're talking about being balanced offensively, is that about as close to perfection as you can get as far as being balanced goes on offense?
Yeah. I mean, I thought that the balance was solid. You know, and we're a no-huddle team, you know, and Wisconsin huddles a lot. So for us to kind of control the time of possession the way that we did, and I think we were up 21 points at one point. I think we had a 6 or 7 minute drive, and we kicked a field goal, but it turned into a 4-possession game, and we ate up a lot of clock in that drive. And I felt like that was a really good drive for us, even though maybe over the years, you know, we expect to score touchdowns at a faster clip. But when you're in these types of games, you have to think that through. And I thought that was good. But I thought the tempo and the mix of run and pass today is what we're looking for, yes.
Over to the left, Rob Aller, Columbus Dispatch.
Brian, you got pretty animated after the defensive holding call. You were riding the official pretty good. How much of that is being upset in the moment, and how much is having the back of your defense wanting to support them?
Yeah, you know, I usually don't talk about that stuff after the game, but I obviously didn't like what I saw, and I felt like that was a big play, but I also, I wanted Jair to know that, like, I do have your back, like, you know, now if it was, you know, egregious, okay, move on, but I, you know, I want to defend him in that moment. This is a young kid out there in a big stage for the first time, and you know, I hope he felt like, you know, his head coach was backing him up in that moment, because I think it mattered, and I believe what I was fighting for.
Over to the right, Austin Ward, Rivals, 97.1, The Fan.
Ryan, I guess it's a product of how high the standard is that CJ set here, but it didn't feel like he had his best stuff tonight. Is that now what he can do on a off night?
Yeah, I mean, I thought he was really good, you know, in a lot of spots. You know, that's a very good defense, and to throw five touchdowns, I mean, he was really good, and we had more out there. Right? The protection broke down on two plays in particular. That would have been huge plays if we could have executed them better. But I thought the touchdown pass to Emeka was off the charts. I thought some of the other balls were really well done. It's my fault at the end of the half. I'm going to take that. We're up, I think it was four scores at that point with 45 seconds to go on our, inside of our own, I guess, 25. Should have just ran it three times, listened to the boos running off the field and moved on, but I didn't. I threw the ball. We got a pick, and then the defense did a great job in sudden change getting a stop right there. And so that's on me. And a couple calls I could have done a better job with. I thought he played good. I thought his energy was good. And you know, throw five touchdown passes against Wisconsin, that's a hell of a night.
Deep left, Doug LaMaurice, Cleveland.com.
Ryan, you guys came out first drive, hit three chunk plays in the pass game. Seemed like you had them spread out, and then ran it after that. It felt like you were able to make them defend sideline to sideline and then find running gaps. Just beyond the balance, the way you guys did it. What did you think of it?
That's what we're looking for, what you just said. You know, and that's easier said than done, you know, that you want to be able to do that. And when they feel like maybe you're throwing it, then you start running it. When they feel like maybe you're running it, you spread them out a little bit, and you try to get that going. And some nights it works, and you get into a rhythm. Some nights it doesn't. Tonight I felt like we did get in a rhythm.
Clay Hall, WSYX.
Ron, you've preached toughness and fight all offseason. To handle two physical teams like Notre Dame and Wisconsin, to remove all doubt in the first quarter, push them around, dictate the tempo, do you think you've buried that?
I think we've shown what we can do. Now, whether we do it every week, that's on us. But I think you can see what this team's made of. And I think we've shown that in first four games, what we can do, what we're capable of. The big challenge, as we all know in college football, is you have to bring it every week, and that's the competitive stamina we've been talking about. Every single week you got to bring it. So as good as this feels and as much as we want to celebrate this, you know, we can't spend too much time patting ourselves on the back after this thing, which is hard because it's one heck of a win for us. I mean, to play like we did tonight, that was a lot of work, and I'm very, very proud of our team. I'm proud of our players. Proud of the way the defense came in, some of the way the guys stepped up. I mean, there's a lot of good to go around in this game. But the tough thing is, you know, you don't have too much time to talk about that. You got to be on to the next team. But we'll try to enjoy this the best we can tonight and a little bit tomorrow.
Far left, Stephen Means, Cleveland.com.
Ryan, one more about the running backs. You guys have tried in the past to have kind of two running backs share the load like that, whether it was 2018 with J.K. and Mike or, you know, Trey and Master in 2020. Yep. Why do you think with these two guys make it, why is it working out so well?
I don't know. I think that... you know, I think our offensive line is doing a good job. I think our tight ends are doing a good job. I think we have the right mix right now. And, you know, their approach has been excellent. But I think it's probably a combination of them and the offensive line and the tight ends and our running back. I mean, our wide receivers. Our wide receivers are doing a very, very good job. I mean, they're making plays down the field, but they're also blocking and being physical on the perimeter. And, I mean, you can see the physical play of Julian Fleming today. I mean, that was – you see the shot Emeka took on that crossing route. I mean, that's tough play. And then he comes back and gets that touchdown pass. So, I think you're seeing a physicality across the board. It isn't just up front. It's everybody.
Time for just a few more. Over to the right, Bill Rabinowitz, Columbus Dispatch.
A couple quick ones. Could you update Jaxon Smith-Njigba's status? And also, the job that you did on Braylon Allen, he had the long run at the end, which skewed the stats. But what kind of job you think you did?
Yeah, I felt like our guys did a great job of gang tackling. There was a couple things that maybe could have squirted out, but we had extra guys come to the party and get him down. You don't have to look to see how many yards after contact he made, but I felt like we did a decent job of getting him on the ground. But he's a big, strong, physical back. And, boy, I mean, you can even feel late in the game where, you know, if you get into a close game, they're going to wear you down. And he's like that. So, overall, you know, and we decided to take out some of our starters in that moment, and then he hit that long run. So we got to figure out why that happened. But that was on me. I know, you know, Jim would rather have had his starters in there and stop him right there, but I made that call. So I wanted to keep our guys out of the game. You know, we have a couple guys who have been banged up, so made that call, and is what it is.
Over to the left, Patrick.
What with Jaxon, you know, we decided to kind of shut him down for this game. You know, we're going to hope we'll kind of get him going on Tuesday, and hopefully we make some progress and get to see him play next week.
Pat Murphy, 24/7 Sports.
Ryan, we saw what Travion could do last year, but when did you know Mayan could be that complimentary, that number two bat, however you want to call it, to Travion, that you could have two guys?
I mean, last year we saw it, we've seen it, but in the preseason is when I really started to see just an acceleration of his skill level and his practice habits and his toughness. And just the way he was hitting the holes, I thought he had one of the best preseasons on offense. And now you're starting to see it. But Mayan, you know, even you think back that freshman year, he had, you know, in that Clemson game, he shows up and makes some plays. So Mayan's been making plays since he's been here, you know, and he's strong and he's powerful. He's built low to the ground. He's a changeup from Trey. They have different styles, but the great thing about them is, man, they're pulling for each other, and they know that there's carries to go around. But their attitudes have been excellent. Now you're seeing their production show up.
Final two questions for Coach over here to the right, Tim May. On3.com?
Yeah, Tim May, whatever. Do all of Cade Stover's catches go to the tight end category? Because obviously you split him out big time tonight. That was a big changeup. It didn't look like they were ready for that. Maybe I'm wrong, but what just led you to do that? And were you surprised how effective it was? And number two, were you a little worried about him when he went little tea kettle there that got hit?
Yeah, I was concerned. That was a tough hit. He's a tough player, and I'm proud of what Cade is becoming for this offense. He deserves everything he's getting. He's earning it all. He's a weapon for us in the pass game, as you can see. He's strong, he's powerful, but he's also getting after people in the run game, does a good job in protection. And he can do that. You can see that he can split out. He can come back into the backfield. He can line up as a tight end. He gets big in some of the bigger personnels. And anytime you have somebody that can do that, that's what the NFL is looking for. Right? That's what we're all looking for, those versatile players that can do multiple things. And he's showing he can do that, and he's become a weapon for us.
Why tonight? What did Wisconsin show you that would make that so effective?
We're constantly trying to find ways. We tried to do it last week, you know, just the whole run-pass conflict. Yeah.
And final question, Nathan Barrett, Cleveland.com.
You mentioned the other guys stepping up behind Jair and J.K. tonight. Where did Tanner McAllister fit into that, kind of the way he was maybe setting a tone defensively?
Yeah, he missed last week, and it was good to have him back in there. And then he had the pick early on in the game, and that was a huge deal. And then we were able to capitalize and go up 14-0. So his maturity, and he's played a lot of football. You know, not here, but he's played a lot of football, so that helps. You know, it's a little bit of confidence when he's out there, especially when you have some young guys back there. And I talked to Ronnie Hickman early in the game just about, you know, how you got to help with these guys. You got to be poised back there, and you got to show them that calm that they need. And he was there for them, and I thought those guys really helped, especially with the younger players.
All right, Coach, thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, right. Okay. That first half, it just looked like you were able to distribute the ball all over the field to whether it was Cade, Emeka, Julian, Marvin. Just when you – what's that like as a quarterback when you know, I mean, wherever you look, you have somebody who's likely going to be open and is going to bring down the ball for you?
Right. First and foremost, I want to give all glory and praise to God. Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, just be able to be at this school, this great university, play with these great teammates. But like you said, yeah, I think in the first half we distributed the ball pretty well. Had some good momentum coming out quick. That's something that we definitely wanted to do. And I think we built that chemistry with Cade, Emeka, and Marvin, and really everybody who touched the ball did a great job. But we built that chemistry in the offseason. So being able to do that, and we even had some adversity in the first half too, kind of slowing down a little bit. Should have scored on the second to last drive, maybe even the last drive. But I mean, at the end of the day, I think that we bounced back from that, and it's good to get some of that early on in conference play so we can have that feeling, you know, of coming back even more in adversity. So
over to the left, Pat Murphy, 24/7 Sports.
CJ, what's it like to have two running backs that can put up numbers the way that Mayan and Trey have? And how does, if any way, does that change when one's in the game for you than the other?
Right. I mean, both of them have been great. I mean, not only just running the ball, but pass protection as well. So it's been a lot of time on that. But at the same time, I mean, as y'all can tell, they're toeing the rock really well. But it starts up front. I mean, I always preach to my old linemen, y'all the best players on this team. We don't move if y'all don't move. Or we're not great if y'all aren't great. So I definitely think that they take that to heart every week. And this is a big big time challenge for us, knowing that Wisconsin was big and physical, and they wanted to, they said we couldn't run the ball, whatever the case may be, or they were going to stop the run, whatever the case may be. And they were a good team, but I felt like that was a challenge to us, and we wanted to step up to that. So mine and Trey were great, but I definitely think it starts with the O-line and tight ends blocking the front. Even the receivers did a great job blocking today.
Over to the right, C.J. Austin Ward, Rivals, 97.1 The Fan.
C.J., I could tell you weren't thrilled with my question. You might have missed my sarcasm, that your standard is so high that even if you miss a couple of throws, that it seems like that's your off night. Do you, when you leave, will you think about the five touchdowns or a couple more that you maybe could have hit?
A little bit of both. I mean, working these plays, I mean, we work them so hard that you have to enjoy the win at the same time. But like you said, I mean, could always be better. I'm never going to play perfect, so try and get that in your head right now. I'm never going to play perfect. So that interception, I heard Coach Day, it was my fault. I got to make the throw. They were in cloud coverage. I try to anticipate it early on. Try to throw it before he broke, but I probably should have waited till he broke a little bit. I thought he was going to go at a higher angle, but Marvin did a great job with that route. I just got to make the throw better. So, and then I just kind of got irritated after that. I got to get on my own head. So, but I mean, I think that's a good thing. And then we fought back. I think that's the most important thing. So, I'm never going to play perfect. Never going to be perfect in life and in football or off the field. So, I'm not really worried about your question. It's cool. I like messing with you. Yeah, I guess. I mean, shoot, the numbers are all right.
Okay, we'll go over to the deep left. CJ, Doug Lamarice, Cleveland.com.
CJ, you guys came out in the first drive and hit a couple big pass plays right off the bat and being spread out. And it felt like that maybe opened up the run then, that you had them spread out with the formations, and then you ran on them. Can you just talk about that kind of balance to spread out a defense, and then maybe they're in conflict of they don't know whether to try to stop the run or the pass, and you guys are doing both?
Yeah, I mean, that's something that we definitely, I think it goes back to the offseason of dealing with Coach Meek, of being very balanced, being able to run the ball and throw the ball. And I think we're over like 250 in both aspects. So, I mean, when you can do that, man, it's amazing. It makes my job easier as well. So, I know last year we relied on drop back pass so much, and we did a great job at it. But now this year it just makes it more comfortable. I honestly got to be better with just handing the ball off and being more disciplined and not kind of getting bored. So, at the end of the day, we were running the ball very well, but I got to be able to stay warm and stay engaged. So, I'm not saying that I didn't do that. I can always be better. So, I definitely think if we keep both aspects going rolling well, then I think we'll be one of the best offenses in the country.
Over here to the right, Tim May on 3.com.
Yeah, CJ, Kate Stover, who knew, right? I mean, well, you knew. But y'all splitting him out and stuff, got some real good mismatches there, it looked like, and stuff. And what has he just brought to the program, I mean, here the last couple of weeks, but especially tonight? I mean,
yeah,
they didn't seem to know how to handle it.
Yeah, I mean, Kate is definitely a Swiss Army knife. He can run, he can block, he can do really anything. So it's just amazing to see his work kind of pay off. I mean, he's one of the first people that took me under his wing when I first got to school. So he's a better person than he is a football player. So, I mean, I'm really proud of him. And I owed him for last week. I missed one-on-one today. That was kind of irritating. But, I mean, he got two. So, but we can always be better. He actually blamed himself on that, but I'm going to take the blame. So at the end of the day, I mean, we can always be better. And I think Cade is going to continue to be great. I'm super excited for him, super happy for him.
We've got time for a couple more for CJ over here to the left, Bill Bender, The Sporting News.
CJ, I think 10 of your first 15 plays went for 10 yards or more. You guys were really in a rhythm with that. How much of that was the script, or how much was execution? And when you guys are in a groove like that, I mean, what's it like in the huddle? Or not in the huddle, just in general for you when you get going like that?
Right. I definitely think it's a mixture of everything. I mean, it starts in practice. I mean, practicing so hard. I mean, we practice so hard on Tuesday and Wednesday, and then clean it up on Thursday. So we can put two great days in. I think that's definitely where it starts. But it's a mixture of everything. I mean, Coach Day did a great job with play calling, with Coach Wilson. And then, I mean, like, it's our job to execute. And so, I mean, everybody was yelling, hoorah, an all-black game. But I think my job was just to lead the offense and tell them we just need to execute. Everybody calm down, let's execute, and just try to have fun. So I definitely think we did that, and we'll continue to build. So, I mean, if we can, like, keep the running and pass game so clean, and I think definitely the play call will be easier for Coach Day. Execution will be easier for us.
And final question right here, front row, Stephen Means, Cleveland.com.
Oh, yeah, sound funny, bro.
No, more questions.
All right.
4 weeks into this, and I know you're not going to say you play perfect and whatnot, but 4 weeks into your second year as a starting quarterback, just how do you feel like you're playing so far?
I mean, I don't really think that's my place to judge. Of course, I mean, I'm going to go listen to the coaches and what Coach Day, Coach Dennis, Coach Fish got to say, Coach Key, see what their feedback is. And, I mean, I think it's something that we do great at Ohio State. We don't look back. I mean, after our Sunday practice, it's like it is what it is. So, I mean, however I'm playing, we're winning. I don't really care. Like I said, early on in the season, as long as we win, I'm cool. And I think the numbers prove it for themselves. I mean, I think that, but it's just not just me, you know what I mean? It's a combination of my linemen, my tight ends, my running backs, my receivers, I mean, our special teams, our defense, a little bit of everything, just the hard work kind of paying off. So, I mean, if people think I'm playing good, cool. If they don't, cool, they hate it anyway. So, I mean, I'm blessed from God to be in this position. So,
great. CJ, thank you very much.
Thank y'all.
With questions, over here to the left, Doug LaMaurice, Cleveland.com.
How much do you feel like you guys were moving the line of scrimmage in the run game and pushing them back and opening holes?
Well, we knew we had to, and during the week of preparation, we had to think about how tough we wanted to be. You know, as offensive line unit, you got to be tough, you got to be strong. So coming into the game, we knew we had some looks, we had some matchups we can take advantage of. And so all five guys, and rather all 11 guys on the offense, were clicking on all cylinders in the run game. But we knew there's a lot of stuff to improve on. You know, we had some success, but a lot of stuff to clean up on.
Over here to the right, Bill Landis, Rivals.
Hey, Donovan. You feel like you guys are starting to build some momentum as an offensive line? It just felt like from last week against Toledo to this week, you just kind of continued knocking guys back, like Doug said, and kind of reestablishing a line of scrimmage for you guys. Do you feel like you're kind of building on top of things right now?
Right. You know, it just goes back to what Coach Day says, like keep stacking weeks. You know, we had some success early on, but we got to keep on going. We got to have competitive stamina, which means we got to keep on going every week. But we had some early success going on, but there's a lot of stuff to clean up on. So I'm looking forward to getting back to the film and getting back to work.
Over to the left, Lori Schmidt, Columbus Dispatch.
Speaking of things that Coach Day has said, he mentioned tonight that the energy before the game was something special that he knew, especially from Travion. Was there something that you saw in the locker room before the contest that told you this was going to be a good night for you guys?
Well, I'll say, especially in Travion's case, you know, he stepped in a major leadership role, and so he's letting his voice be heard, and he's telling the offensive line, like, look, like we can dictate this game, like we can get after it. And so having that voice of of one of our running backs just telling you, like, hey, man, like, I got y'all if you got me, is really pushed us to, I would say, go above and beyond on the field.
Over to the right, Bill Rabinowitz, Columbus Dispatch.
Donovan, to be able to dominate, to control the line of scrimmage the way you did, first of all, what's that feeling like when you're just opening up holes and they're getting the second level every play?
Well, it's a very gratifying feeling, you know, moving a man from point A to point B. But, you know, doing it with your brothers is the most gratifying thing. You know, I may block one guy, but if all five of us on the offensive line are on the same page, the run doesn't hit. So having the ability to have success in the run game today was very special.
Touchdowns on all six first half drives last week. You scored touchdowns on your first four drives tonight. Is it tiring scoring that many touchdowns in the first half?
It's not tiring at all, man. It just means we're going in the right direction. You know, we have success on the field, but like I said, there's a lot of stuff to clean up on. You know, luckily we have talented backs. We have a talented quarterback that makes us right, but as offensive line unit, there's always room to grow.
Yeah. Okay. Any more for Donovan? Donovan, thank you very much.
Thank you.
I would say for us, it's just like I mean, we expected it. So, I mean, just the hard work just showing up. A lot of hard work in the offseason and preseason just showing up.
Do you think, too, that it kind of, it, not only does it affect your play, right, but like when you play well, Travion maybe sees that and raises that. He raises that when you do the same. It kind of, everybody kind of feeds off of each other.
Yeah, I feel like if we see somebody playing well, it like motivate us to be like, okay, so when I get here, can play well too, so we all can just eat.
You see, like, a guy like Cade, right? He's moving around, contributing in different ways, and now all of a sudden it's coming off a touchdown, right? And that's part of it. And everyone's kind of feeding a little bit, and everyone kind of gets this little bit of piece of the football, and now everyone's really rolling, right? It feels really special.
It definitely feels great to see everybody win, see everybody eat.
Defensively, too, that group is really showing flashes and taking a big step. And they give you the football back and you pass on the score right away. That complementary football that this team seems to have right now, what does that do for you guys confidence wise? How's it going to turn?
It just shows us that like we can do that. We just get a stop and then come back and score quick.
Mime, why does it work so well with you and Trey complementing each other? Kind of, you guys can split carries and both be as effective as you can, because it doesn't always work that way, even when you have talented running backs. Why, but for you guys, do you think it works so well?
Number one, just the O-line, because they do block the butts off. But me and him complement each other, just like we both are selfless. Like we don't really care about like stats and stuff like that. We just want to help the team win.
What do you guys like off the field with each other? What's your
relationship? We spend a lot of time with each other. Like we hang out a lot with each other.
Has that developed over the course of, obviously he's only been here 2 years, but over the course of his time here?
Definitely. Because we used to live in the same building, but I had moved. So, I mean, we still be kicking and stuff too. Though.
And Coach Day said, you guys kind of do some different things. What would you say is the difference between your two games? If you had to kind of break down what you do well, he does well, it works for both of you.
It's kind of hard because we both can break out and we both can bruise people, so it's kind of hard to really take out differences.
And obviously, he came in as a 5-star guy and left. And, you've shown kind of throughout the course of the last couple of years what you can do. The Clemson game, some time last year.
Yeah.
Are you feel like you're really showing people, look, I'm the same level of guy, regardless of what it was. I know you don't care about the stats, but you're able to be with that.
I mean, coming out of high school, I never really cared about the stars. I was just coming to play, coming to work. So I wasn't really worried about all that talk.
The wide zone runs are working very well for you guys early in this game. What about that play, I guess, makes it successful?
Just the O-line, how they block, and then they open up holes for us, and then we just make it work from there.
Right, but what about the tackles you have, do you think? Is it something about kind of Harris' skill set that makes that play, or maybe something their athleticism, I guess, kind of your
It really just comes down to everybody just doing their job right.
What makes you and Trey different than what you guys bring to the table in 2020?
It's kind of hard. We both can break out and bruise people, so it's kind of hard to really pick out differences.
Why are y'all okay with this?
What?
Splitting carries like this.
Oh, because we're not selfish. Selfless. So we just want to see each other eat. We want to see everybody eat, and we just want to win.
Is it easier to be that way when you know the other guy can keep up with the level of play that you brought to the
table? Oh yeah, definitely. It definitely like takes worry off your shoulders. Like say for instance, if I couldn't go, but he had to like keep going, it would, like he'd be beat up. We don't want that. We need everybody to stay healthy.
All right. I always try to envision myself succeeding. Before you play games, when you watch film, you kind of see yourself making the plays that maybe somebody you watch on film made. So I mean, I definitely was trying to speak some of the plays into existence, and I'm glad that I was able to make the plays and they threw the ball my way when they did for the interception. So it was fun.
How did you feel health wise tonight after just having not played last week?
It was good. good question. I mean, it definitely, you know, I was still a little banged up, but I was ready to play. So, you know, if I'm ready to play, I'm going to go. So I told the coach I was ready to play, and that's what I did tonight. Obviously, still more treatment to get done, but now we got a whole another week to, you know, recover. So, I'll be fine. But, yeah, I was definitely still a little banged up, but ready to play.
To make a play early like that interception you had, that seemed really important for kind of like offense came out hot and gave him like a great field position again. Like, how big was that play?
Turnovers are huge, man. When you can just flip a game like that, especially I think we got it down to, you know, to the red zone after, you know, the run, after the pick. So when you can put the offense in position, especially this offense, when you can put them in position to score, I mean, we like to say blood in the water. So there's definitely blood in the water, you know, coming in, they score first, we score first drive, and then, you know, we got the stop. So that was great.
Sorry if you've already been asking, do you think you're
going to
score?
Yeah, I did. I ain't going to lie. I mean, I was running, you know, I saw a lot of green gas, cut back a couple times, and I looked back, saw the guy behind me. I was like, ah, man. But I seen the end zone, like, in my eyes, and I was like, oh, I might score. But, nah, he got me down. But I knew our offense was going to get it in, so I was still excited.
You've been playing pretty well these first 2 days.
Thank you.
To have a game like tonight, it's probably already been asked, but what does it do for you personally?
See yourself doing it, like, you know, here at a place like Ohio State.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely feels confident. I mean, I feel like I've... You know, obviously, I wasn't at Ohio State last year, but, you know, I made plays in college football, you know, against some good teams. So I knew I could do it, so it was just fun to actually, you know, be able to present it to the Ohio State fans and just, you know, really, you know, excel in front of my teammates as well. You know, fly around with a new team and just really be comfortable with those guys. And I think, you know, we're all gelling together and there's no limit to what our defense can do.
How do the players?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. So it was just, you know, being able to, you know, like you said, repeat some things about in the past. But, you know, also, like I said, it's a new stage. So, I mean, I think it was important for me to just keep building my confidence. And, you know, I think it'll still do it the rest of the season.
How do the players you have around you here at Ohio State help enable you to make big plays?
Oh, yeah. I mean, when you have great players, like we have here all around, across the board, from offense to defense, special teams, we got great players everywhere. So it definitely enhances your ability because you want to be the best possible version of you because you see, dang, C.J. Stroud is a really good quarterback. Marvin Harris is really good. Ron Hickman is really good. You know what I mean? Things like that. So you want to make sure, all right, make sure I'm on my P's and Q's. Make sure I'm always, you know, doing what I'm supposed to be doing. So, I mean, it definitely enhances the game.
Mine just kind of referenced that a second ago. Right? Everyone kind of feeds off each other. Yeah. And it's not necessarily position group. Right? Yeah. It's collective.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I mean, seeing those guys on offense, I mean, it gets up. Like, when I'm seeing mine, make some of them run, you know, he's spinning and keeping his balance and running, got stiff arming, and I'm seeing, you know, Marv make these guys. I mean, it's exciting for us. So we on the sideline just as happy, you know, for them as we are for the defense player. I mean, it's all one big family. So when we see those guys go out there and score, you know, we're grabbing our helmets like, man, let's get a stop so they can go back out there and do it again. So I mean, yeah, we all beat up each other and it makes the team better.
What does it do for you guys confidence wise too, knowing that they're as efficient as a position group as they are, that if you do give them as many times as you can, good things are going to happen?
Right. I mean, it definitely gives us confidence. I mean, as a defense, when we go on the field knowing, you know, we have an offense that, not talking about a 10, they can score the ball, you know, at any given play. I mean, it honestly puts the ease, you know, when we go out there. We know we don't got to do nothing special. I think I said this earlier. We don't have to do anything special. Every guy, all 11 players on the defense, they just do their job. It's probably going to be a successful play. So that's our mindset.